greet you, and we greet all that are here within your calling space and thought forms. Yes, when you ask if it is molecular, that is true, for it is in each human to stretch and to grow and to think. The difficulty is often that humans will say, oh, I don't want to grow anymore. I'm quite comfortable where I'm at. And they stay in their mind in that spot and are not willing to look beyond. But now look at your new generation of humans coming in. They are from the outer edge. In other words, they are already pre-programmed inside of themselves that they will change this world. So even if you sit down and close your eyes and squint really hard and say, I'm not changing, your body is changing. And the world is going to change because it must. It is a process that grows, and it grows and grows. So when you see new babies coming in, greet them, for they are indeed the new people that will inhabit and make the changes. During this time, I would like all humans to realize that the gift you give to your children is a gift of truth. You may not always like the truth, but we must teach it and say compassion and truth. It is a serious time for the soul of the earth. Now remember, the earth is a living organism also. It is constantly changing. You have rumbles of earthquakes and the weather changes and etc. That is because the earth is changing as much as you are. Be excited about it. See it as a delightful opportunity to adjust your own inner self to the changes the earth is creating, that the minds of many are creating. And there is an awareness and a compassion that must be carried out and forward. So in your mindful meditation time, ask, send, and receive compassion and love for all, regardless of who they are. And truly our blessings, for here you are in the most wonderful time of the year. I understand you that are there probably are saying, oh, it's so hot, or it's this, or it's that. But remember, Earth is changing, and she has her opinions also. Our blessings. Mm-hmm.